And I guess we'll go ahead and break in here, folks. I guess good morning. It's a morning, at least. It's April 14th, 2024. This is a live broadcast, or at least as live as it can be, I guess. I don't exactly know what happened with Steve. I've not been in the best mood this week. I don't know about the rest of y'all. Once again, I do love y'all out there. You know, my RBN friends and family out there. Kind of been some tough times going on in my life. And don't exactly know what the future's going to hold. Didn't really, you know, don't have anything set up for a show, to tell you the truth. You know, normally Steve is his show, and I just kind of ride along with him. And I guess you could probably tell last week I just wasn't in the best of moods. You know, things go on in the world. And I just don't rightly know what to think of it sometimes. You know, friends, family, you know, that cuss word. I'm starting to call family a cuss word. I don't know, man. Hey, damn it, I wish I would have. Well, for one thing, I haven't been answering my phone this week. Like I said, I've been kind of incommunicado. You know, things happen in our lives sometimes, and you're just not in the best of moods, and don't really want to talk to a lot of people. I don't know. I've asked Andy if he wants to come along and ride with me. You know, he's out here with me again, just kind of existing in my world. Andy, are you there?
Hey, yeah, no, Alan, I am here, and you're right. I mean, the disappointing time.
And did you just drop off, or did I drop off?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're back now. Hey, you know, I just real quick, you know, I listened to, you know, Angry last night, and she had this guy on called Justin Integrity, a guy that supposedly worked at, you know, Pfizer, and he was a whistleblower, and, you know, was working with it'll come to me in a second here. Like I said, I just woke up myself a little bit ago, wasn't really prepared for this, but I figured if nothing else, it might be very disjointed, folks, today. You know, I don't have anything prepared, and, you know, I don't know what happened with Steve, but, so it might be a little disjointed, but this guy was a whistleblower with Pfizer, and he apparently, you know, Project Veritas or, whatever in the hell that internet crap was, you know, this guy, John McAfee, you know. And he was talking about how McAfee, you know, just, you know, totally, you know, he gave him cameras and everything to record everything. The guy went in and recorded all this stuff, and then went back to Project Veritas, and they didn't use any of the stuff he gave them except for, you know, how do you make a flea fart? You know, they used that, but the really important stuff is this guy lost his. He was a young man, went to school. You know, was involved in this technology. You know, I forgot exactly what his title was, and he said John McAfee just took him and just basically ignored him and just blew him off. And this guy ruined his career and his life and everything. But his name, this guy's name was Justin Integrity, which if you put it together is just integrity. You know, I wanted to call in and say, is that like a joke, or were your parents like just really wordsmiths, or what? You know, or is this your real name? You know, who are you? But just another little thing that I was listening to that just kind of got me, because if you put it together like you know, like if you're going on a website, you know, if you're going to a website, it's like just integrity, You know, it's like, well, how do you, it's just integrity. Integrity has been lost in this world. Anyway, Andy, good morning. Help me along with this. I sound like a babbling idiot, I know.
No, actually, you don't sound like a babbling idiot. You sound like a guy who just woke up a little while ago, and now you're pending a show, and it's only 2 hours, so we're going to do just fine here. What a great time to be alive. I know you don't feel that way, and I know a lot of people don't feel that way, but we are coming to the end of what's happening in our world. There's something going on right now, and we're coming to the end of it, or at least we're getting into the pilfers of it. I mean, people are starting to see something's wrong in the world, and now somebody's going to have to, you know, deal with it. And it might be us, it might be you, it might be them, it could be anybody, but the end of it's coming, or it's starting to come. I don't know where we're at in this thing.
Well,
I mean,
know,
maybe
you
we're
know,
not
Andy,
in it at all.
To tell you the truth, Andy, you know, there are a lot of us out here. You know, John Stoutmiller was in it for a long time, you know, 20, 30 years or whatever, you know, way back when, you know, up in Michigan with the militia movement and all this stuff. And then along came, you know, the first Trade Towers bombing, you know, and then came, you know, of course, Waco, and then came, you know, this, then came that, you know, and it was all kind of quelled and quashed. And then came the internet, and then came smartphones. And now we're living in a true nightmare. Andy, I'm surrounded by, everywhere I go, digital morons. Everyone wants to shove a smartphone in my face. Yes, folks, there are good aspects about it. But does the good outdo the evil? I mean, the tracking, the tracing. This might end up being, since Steve's not here, and Steve is he's my only friend really around here, except, well, Andy's staying here with me now again. But Steve's my only friend in this whole area. And Steve's life is technology. You know, he grew up, you know, Steve didn't graduate high school, yet he made more money in a year than I'll ever think about making mostly in my lifetime. I mean, it's insanity, you know. He was out there in Silicon Valley and just, you know, grew up just typing on a keyboard and creating code, I guess. And I keep hearing all these people talking about it. It's like, well, they can't do that to me. They can't take my internet away. They can't drop my channel. They can't spy on me. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's like, when I had RT America, I've got a recording, which unfortunately I can't watch because satellite technology changed and the codes changed. And I've even had people try to find. I've got 128 gig memory sticks, packed full of information, not just from RT, but a lot of it was from RT, best news organization I've ever encountered on this planet. And, of course, they're gone for me now. I know you internet people can still go out and say, well, I can still get RT. It's like, well, no, you're not getting RT America in the way it used to be. I don't know what's changed. And the whole thing's a game anyway. But I've got a report from Intel. You remember Intel Inside? You know, they actually got sued. And they had to, and at the end, I don't know if they were ever found guilty, but they actually had to come out and say, and Intel, this is a report from Intel, they came out and they said, oh, yeah, well, we're bad people, kind of like Samsung, you know, it's like, yeah, oh, yeah, our televisions are watching you as much as you're watching them or more. Yeah, but Intel had to come out and say, yes, our core processing chips, which are basically in every computer, from what I understand now, almost every computer has an Intel core processor in it. There are direct backdoors into every one of these core processing chips. No hacking needed. We don't have to hire a hacker to hack into our own chips. We've got direct backdoors into it, so every button that you push on your keypad, even if you don't erase it and say, well, no, I'm not going to send that email I just typed out. I'm going to erase that. Guess who has it? Intel. And where's Intel from? Israel. You digital people out there, you have no idea what you're doing to the world every time you get on it. I know it's convenient. I know it keeps you safe. I know it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy. But every time you touch that damn keypad, everything is being recorded, tracked, and traced. And these people say, well, you're just paranoid about it. It's like, just join the revolution and become one of the tracked and traceables, you know? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Anything to add to that?
No, actually, I do have something to add to that. I mean, when you started watching these commercials for these computers and whatnot, at the very end of the computer commercial, it says, Intel inside. Compact had the Intel. Hewlett Packard had the Intel. I mean, name your computer Intel processor. And why? Because it was connected to the network. It was taking all the information. We have infusion centers or fusion centers in Utah. I mean, they're huge. I mean, you look at a hangar, like an airplane hangar, if you've ever been to an air show or something, you get to go in these hangars, and they're huge because they can put some big plane. Now, picture that full of computers, and that's what we've got going on right now.
Picture 10 of those out in Bluffdale,
yeah.
Utah. Picture 10 like would hold a Zeppelin. I mean, these huge places, you know. Picture 10 of those, and that's just the one we know about. You know, folks, have you ever heard of Five Eyes? It's like they're in Canada, they're in Australia, they're in England, they're everywhere. You know, and people, if you do not understand how big a number a trillion is, you know, 1 trillion could, if every person on this planet had a smartphone, you sit there and subdivide and subdivide and subdivide, if they can do 1 trillion operations a second, all right, which is what a quadrilla diddly doodly byte, or whatever, you know, or flop, or whatever in the hell it is. Do you know they could do like 116 operations? They could do 116 things with just your cell phone alone. Do you not understand how tracked and traced and controlled and manipulated you are? You know, we've heard for years, Andy, people talking about, I went on my Facebook, and my good friend on Facebook just, like, you know, raked me over the coals and drug my balls through the fire, you know? It's like, I don't know what happened. It's like, that was the AI coming in. This is them playing. This is a cat playing with a mouse once again. And we will take calls at any point in this show. But Andy,
hey, so Alan.
Andy, people hear trillion now. Trillion's just another word. When I was young, it's like, we had to go to college to learn what a trillion was. You know, and now it's just a trillion. It's only a trillion. But sit down and think about what a trillion is and how much power and computing technology they actually have. What you hold in your hand, that used to take like 2 square blocks of the UNIVAC computer, you know, was like 2 square blocks of switches and diodes and all this other, you know, stuff, you know. It was like, and you can do more with what's in your hand than they could do with, you know, in 2 blocks. I don't know, Andy. I'm getting real close to the end of my frickin' rope, man.
No, I know you are, and so is many people. But, you know, when you think about it, if I started counting from right now and I was going for 1 trillion, it'd take me almost 40 years to do it.
No, Andy. Break it down. You want to count to 1 trillion starting right now? It would take you something like 32,600 years if you counted one number
exactly.
a second. It would take you
exactly.
like 32,600 years to count to 1 trillion. That's
and
how
so
big that number
look,
is, folks.
And then you think about it in this capacity. Every 100 days, the United States is spending $1 trillion. Go figure. And this is an infinity number, almost infinity, because we can't even fathom it. But these people are spending $1 trillion every 100 days. And we're at 34 trillion. Oh, wait, no, we're at 35. No, wait, hang on, we're at 36. That's the way they're doing it. And that is just a phenomenal amount of money. And guess what they're spending it on? Nothing in this country. They're not fixing anything in this country. In fact, they're tearing it down. Don't forget, build back better was the real motto. In order to build something back better, you got to tear something down. And that's what they're doing with the bridge in Maryland, the bridge in Oklahoma, the bridge in New Mexico. All these bridges that are coming down, all of the the food supplies being destroyed, the fires in North Texas. I mean, look, these people in North Texas, their fires came up. The ones with the blue roof did not get burned, but now they're mowing down the farm land up there. It's not burned farmland anymore. They're not bringing that down. They're taking down the farmland. They're getting rid of the pastures. They're destroying stuff. So, I mean, oh, my goodness. We're in a lot of trouble, Alan.
Yeah. Oh, Andy, you just mentioned North Texas. You know, I heard was it last week or the week before? You know, our friend Ken in Texas there, you know, called us. And we had a great conversation with him. I love that, you know. And, you know, and he was talking about knowing a guy that, you know, that was a rancher up there in North Texas. And he said, hey, can I help you in any way? And the guy said, yeah, send me more bullets, you know. He said I've had to shoot so many cattle because the cattle ran as far as they could until they hit a barbed wire fence and they were all burned and scorched and everything. And he's like, you know, we're having to put cattle down. And he said, send me more bullets. And I heard Ken call a show yesterday. And Ken was truthful with him. You know, he asked a very valid question. I'm sure he'd been on the internet and found out a few things. And he said, really, I'm talking from a point of ignorance. You know, he told him, he said, I'm not a, you know, a science expert or anything. And neither am I, folks, but I do have a very scientific background and a scientific mind. And I found out what was going on. And that's why I'm not wearing a white lab coat, you know, walking around like a god, making all kinds of money, you know, killing hundreds of thousands of people, you know, a year. But if anyone wants to call in, you know, y'all know the numbers. I'm not even going to give them out to you, you know. All right.
Hey, we're already up. Look at this.
Yeah. Sam just broke in and told me we got two callers out. Let's put the first one on, Sam. I don't know who it is, but all right.
Mer.
Come on in, Mer.
Hear me?
Yes,
hi,
ma'am.
Mer.
Hi. I'm doing the Snipe Skype here, and I won't keep you guys, but I just wanted to, I heard you, and you've got a pretty good memory for remembering stuff with no computer. Just Integrity is his website. His name is Justin Leslie.
Oh, wow. Information.
Yeah, we've had the two videos, and they're really well done, two parts to his part about being a whistleblower. Very bright guy. Young guy, and was with Pfizer and, you know, figured out what was going on and everything. And then he was with James O'Keefe, and O'Keefe turns out to be, you know, just one of them. He went to Bohemian Grove and.
Right.
So,
isn't that that's informative.
Yeah. And thank you for that, Murray. You know, bringing this back up, you know, I do have a scientific background. You know, I've always had a scientific background since I was a child. You know, I loved it. You know, my parents got me a microscope, you know, one Christmas, you know, and I had chemistry sets and all this other stuff. I've always loved that. I was good at what I wanted to do, but I found out what science had turned into. Like I said, I paid my own way through college. So I knew my professors for like 10 years, you know, so they allowed me because they knew they could see my grades. They knew that in my labs, I made an A+ in every lab that I ever had, man. I mean, put me hands on, you know, I'm great. You know, the book learning crap didn't excite me too much, but put me in front of a microscope, put me in front of an electron microscope, put me in front of something else, give me a bunch of chemicals and tell me what to do, you know, and I'll figure it out, you know. And what I would have loved to have done, I found out was a pile of crap. Like what, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, put in his book, you know, The Real Anthony Fauci, talking about the destruction of science and how it's all just controlled and manipulated by the corporations and the powers that be. You know, there is no truth in anything. There might be a few people out there that are trying to give you some kind of truth, but I trust nothing. But what this guy was talking about last night with Ingrid, you know, I basically, at least at a base level, some of it a little higher level, I understood what he was talking about. And that scares the crap out of me, Mer.
Yeah.
Hey, Mer, I have a question for you. When you're done answering what he just talked about, say something about that, and I got a question for you.
Oh, well, yeah. He, you know, his young life there, he studied and everything and went to what he thought would help. And then even with O'Keefe and, you know, it was to blow up the big guys, right? And O'Keefe is just going after the small guys, the low-hanging fruit, right?
Right.
So he's controlled opposition. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you have, Andy?
So you discovered this about James O'Keefe. How long has this been out that he went to Bohemian Grove and he was all part of this big thing? How long has that been out, and how did you find that out?
Well, this was in this fellow's thing, and I don't know, you're online, right, Andy, or no?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I can
well,
get online.
Well, you go
yeah.
to his site, and it was also on Republic Broadcasting. Julie posted it for me when I found it, and... but his site is justintegrity.net, and there's two parts. They're each about an hour, and it's well worth watching. It's well done, and he's just such a nice young guy, you know. And the thing is, he did learn how to do all this undercover stuff. You know, he got trained, so now he can do that and go after the bigger guys, possibly. Not that anything will come of it, because the whole system is so corrupt, you know.
Right. Well, hey, Murr, it's like, you know, you have told me before, it's like, don't watch Jewvision, you know, don't watch television.
But I'm
sitting there screaming. I'm screaming in my mind going, do you not understand that the Internet was created by them and it's controlled by them?
Sure.
You know, I know it's getting less and less, you know, of freedom of transmission of thoughts and everything else and information, you know, especially with the AI coming in, and which has been here actually for a long time. But do y'all not understand that the Internet is as controlled as television is, and everything
you can choose, you know. See, this is the thing. And then I was listening to somewhat angry because, you know, I'm keeping the Fourth Commandment now, so I don't have, you know, I'm not on the Internet for anything from the sunset Friday till Saturday, Sabbath, right?
No, Sabbath. Yeah.
Right, so, you know, it's later and later right now, so I just catch the last, like, half hour or, well, no. Yeah, about an hour, I guess, I can still get up angry. So I was listening to the first part because she had mentioned about Horowitz in there. And I'm sorry, but it's like this, they all get screechy and clawy like they're all part of the same nervous system. You know what I mean? You know?
It's like, I know people that call, they call him Lord Elon Musk, you know? And they don't understand his background, where he came from, what he's been involved in. It's like Donald Trump, you know, went to the University of Pennsylvania, you know, and he went to the Wharton School of Business. Was created and is being run by, you know, the Tavistock Institute, you know, which is one of the ones that we know of. You know, that's not even the deepest part of it, but it is one of the deeper parts of this whole, you know, situation. You know, that this mind control, you know, mind screwing thing that we do. I'm trying to be nice and not cuss here, folks. But if y'all don't really understand what this digital era, I have sat and watched good people, you know, get sucked into the Internet and lose their souls. I've watched so many people in my life, and I feel so freaking alone out there now because I've never had an IP address. I am proud to say I've never sent or received an email or a text. You know, I've never put a link in. I've never clicked the link.
Right.
I'm proud to say that, but I'm so alone.
Well, I don't have a cell phone. You know, I think that's really awful because that just follows you around and you lose your sense of direction. Hans Utter mentioned that on one of the interviews somewhere that you know they get dependent on GPS and they end up driving off in a field, right? Because GPS tells them to.
Or
right?
turn left now. But if I turn left, I'm going to drive off a cliff. Turn left now.
It doesn't matter. Turn left.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. But the whole thing is the International Jewish Central Banking System, and
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Why they're cranking up war now because they want more money.
Oh, isn't that beautiful, Myrrh? Isn't that beautiful, too? Think about this. In 1913, we gave our monetary system to a private company. Do you think for 1 minute that these people didn't print enough money to fill their pockets and then said, hey, let's print money for the country? These people, they geared themselves up, and that's where the molding and the taking over of America took place. Money was everything back then, and they had it all.
And see, they were really ticked off from Andrew Jackson on, because he said, you know,
Andrew Jackson pissed them off, you're right.
And so in 1913, they had good old Woody Wilson, and they had him over a barrel. You know, 40,000 was quite a bit at the time, and Samuel Untermyer blackmailed him for some, you know, inconvenient things with a lady.
He passed it. He passed it with a very slim Congress just before Christmas, with like 22 flipping representatives and senators, and all. He got this thing passed with a bare minimum of people who were home for the holidays. He passed it in the midst of the darkness.
Oh, sure, and it's not just him. We give too much power to the president, and they're just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
like
they're
I
puppets.
Said, he was blackmailed.
The president is a meat puppet. Every time I see a politician, I can envision someone's hand shoved up their butt, making their mouth move. You know, the controllers are behind. You know, Barry Goldwater wrote about this. You know, an insider. You know, said when a new president comes in, there's a changeover in some of the presidential staff, but the policy remains the same.
Mm-hmm. If they don't know before they get in office, they soon find out. You will toe the line. We'll make it worth your while, but you will do what we say. It isn't your money, but we're giving it to you.
Are you saying Donald Trump is a puppet?
Well, they all are.
Don't say that. You can't say that.
I can say anything. But he's a wild card, too. So it's very interesting to see how things unfold, because I'm not for any president, but he did have us energy efficient, even exporting. He didn't start any new wars, and he is going after the child trafficking, the trafficking stuff.
Okay.
You know?
So you're saying all the good stuff. You're saying all the good stuff. We can talk about the bad stuff, too.
Well, no one talks about the good stuff. And on June 8th in 2017, when he went to Warsaw, right? Remember that? And
yeah.
he sent, you can't find this anywhere now, but he sent a listening ship like the Liberty to go over and listen. But he also had the military send the USS George Herbert Walker Bush, which is the biggest warship in the world, and parked it off the coast of the Satan sandbox.
It's a pretty twisted world, and
they tried to play it up. Oh, well, we work together, the military, and some of that's true. But this was to keep them from doing some really nasty stuff while he was there in Warsaw, you know. And the same thing, when they moved the embassy to Jerusalem to satisfy all
Jerusalem,
of them, right? He didn't go.
Yeah.
And the reason he didn't go was, this is what they said, he said, was he went to Walter Reed to be with Melania. She had a 4-hour kidney operation. And don't you know, remember Netanyahu gave him a whole case of wine, right? Which is an insult because he doesn't drink. His brother died of alcoholism. And so he raised his children, no drinking, no drugs, you know? And
maybe he's got his own house over there in Israel in the Golan Heights, you know, because they've got the Trump.
They named the house development.
Well, you know what? He didn't ask them to name him Trump Heights. You know, they do a lot of this stuff to like poke the bear. You know what I mean, with each other, and some of the stuff like with Pollard.
Pollard shouldn't
be breathing air, okay? And it wasn't Trump.
Listen.
They're saying Trump pardoned him, but they didn't. It was Obama that let him out. And that was to cover, that was in November 2015, and that was to cover in part one of their successful Jewish trolls, Goldberg, okay, who's still locked up, right? But what they did, Goldberg and then later Kadar, was all
kind
of...
Hey, hang on, folks. Y'all hear the music here.
We've
got another caller
on
the line. Mur was the first caller.
One more minute with Murr. Come on.
All right. We'll bring Murr. Hang on, Murr. We'll take you after the hour here. Hang on.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
All right, welcome back here, folks. We'll go ahead and jump back into it, and we've got Murr hanging on the line here, and Murr, we'll let you finish up, but then we've got Mike and I believe Art in Georgia, you know, Mike in Kentucky and Art in Georgia. So,
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Let me throw something at Murr. Murr, so you have a two-hour show coming up today at 2 Central Time, I think, and, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that you have produced some pretty good shows as far as when it came to child molestation, child trafficking and whatnot, and all that stuff. So I give you kudos for that 100%. What do you got going on today on your show?
Well, I haven't nailed it all down, but I kind of do like that sometimes. I have several different topics, and then I get through as many as I can. So we'll see how it goes.
Cool.
But I also wanted to add here on Justin's site that he has affidavits to the International Criminal Court about the pandemic and the harm to humanity. So, you know, he's a very, you know, he's studied in these other things, and now he's studied in this. And I think it's really a good thing because he has integrity. But his kind of code nickname was Bam, like Bam Bam and Flintstones. But he actually takes it.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. He actually takes it from Corinthians, where it says, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." So, by all means is Bam.
All right, then. By all means, Bam.
That's right.
All right, Murr, we'll listen later. I guess we'll... Andy, anything else to add there? And if not...
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I really just wanted, Murr's been on RBN forever, whether a caller or now she has a show. She's been on forever, and I just want people to listen. Listen.
Yeah, she was actually banned at one point, but Murr's back.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you too, Alan, I appreciated you calling in. I got the impression you thought I didn't want you to call in. But Richard Silverstein, I think he's out of Britain, and I have seen him interchanges with Gordon Duff, Bob Foote, whatever, I think. So it's not the same guy, but he does have several names, and he does say he's Jewish. He said, "Me and my brother are the only Jewish ones in the military," which isn't true.
If we had more time to talk, Murr, I'd tell you about, you know, because I used to hear him on Rents all the time, and when I brought it up, all of a sudden Gordon Duff disappeared, and I swear to Murr, it's the same guy that I saw come on as Richard Silverstein. But that's nothing I can prove. Just what I've seen.
Yeah, I brought him up, and it's not. They look a little similar and sound a little similar, but it's not the same guy. Yeah.
Okey-dokey.
But it's still interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
we've been lied to a lot, Murr.
Thank you so much.
We've been lied to a lot.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Take care, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right, I guess we'll get on with Mike in Kentucky if you're out there in redneck land.
Oh.
Come on in.
Well, not really. I mean, we have a clash of cultures here, like Bloomberg, Indiana. You know, you got the townies and the cutters in that movie with Patrick, or what was his name, Dennis Quaid, called Breaking Away. But I'm late, so let me machine gun through a couple things real quick, and I'll let the next guy get on. Doomsday plane might have been in the air yesterday, and there is a Air Force One that's also white, like a duplicate, if you've seen the pictures of those. It's an Air Force One that's all white, and I found out in looking to try to find what plane flew over us at Carter Cave State Park while I was at a scout camp out. I was trying to photograph the crescent moon that was straight overhead about 10 till 6. And I don't have one of those plane spotter apps, but it was a plain white wrapper 747. I found out there's a whole fleet of those that are cargo jets. So if you think you see the doomsday plane, America's smart enough to have a whole bunch of duplicates, but I would not want to be on one of those white, plain white wrapper 747s when some kind of war started, because... every one of them would get shot down unless I had electronic countermeasures. But it was such a blue sky day, it reminded me of September 11th when they had the ground stop. There was no jet trails shown in the sky at all. And this big 747 went over, I'm going to estimate, about 22 to 25,000 feet. It was lower than normal and certainly lower than a military plane. And its jet trail did not linger at all. It just vanished. But
I heard you talking about the doomsday plane, and you know that there are films on 9/11 at the Pentagon when the Pentagon got hit, and someone looked up and recorded a white plane flying over there. You know, it fairly low, like you said,
difference
not 40,000 feet or 35,000 feet.
And I gotta go.
The difference with
that one is it has
a Pentagon on 9/11.
The difference with that one is, and I gotta go, is there is a black anti-glare coating in front of the windows, and there's also a little stripe on it and a big old hump behind the hump on a 747. It's some kind of satellite communication system, so it looks a little different than a regular 747. Now, the Air Force One that's white is really hard to tell because it's totally white, and so are these cargo planes. So when the president in a time of emergency is up in the air on Air Force One, you don't know which Air Force One it is, and that's just smart. So, but in any event, the only difference between the television and a computer is the computer's a little more high speed in customizing the program to get to you. They've had subaudible tones coming out of your television set for decades.
Yep.
That can manipulate your devices. Your phone is always listening. And those subaudible tones, even on a landline, will go back through the network and tell whoever what you're watching on television, because the commercial advertisements have that. I got to go. A hammer's only different.
That's not a lie. Thank you, Mike.
All right, bye.
Yep.
I think Art's coming up.
And that was Mike in Kentucky, you know, talking about, you know, technology. He's pretty involved in it.
Great guy.
And,
great guy.
Folks, Big Brother is here, and it's been here for quite a while. You know, the government had digital computers way back when. Besides, you know, they told us about the UNIVAC, you know, way back in the 50s, where, you know, two blocks of computers, and it could solve what is 2 + 2 and not come up with 5. You know, but anyway, yeah. Andy, anything to add before we go on to Art?
Well, no. He's very true about what's going on with these planes and stuff. But everything, it all comes together. It all comes together. The one thing people need to remember, and this is totally off topic, but the one thing people need to understand is that they want you dead. They really don't care for you to be alive in this planet anymore. But, like you said, and we were talking last night, Ellen, about the cat and mouse thing. It would be just silly to get rid of us all at one time, because then they can't knock us around with their front paws and spin us around and bite our backs and maim us. They can't chase us anymore. And then once you said this last night, once they finally kill everybody, then they're going to look at each other and go, well, I still like the game of cat and mouse. And, well, we're just the big guys now. Well, now we got to play a game with themselves now. That's what's really funny about what's going on in this country right now, is that we are the mice, and I don't think people are seeing that. No.
See, folks, if the mice are gone, it's like, who else do they have to play with? I mean, these people aren't stupid, you know. They are very intelligent. It's just intelligence in a way that most of us can't really comprehend, and not the way we live our lives, because we're basically, most of us out there listening are good people. But you've got to understand, it's like, and they understand very well, that if there are no mice to play with, they're going to start feeding on themselves, you know. And
game over.
Good point, Andy. We had a lot of our conversations aren't what people would call comforting, but I don't find
they're
a lot
fun
of comfort
for me.
if once you understand, like I do, somehow without the internet or a smartphone, somehow I understand what's going on, and makes me very uncomfortable. I don't have a lot of really good, you know, joyful conversations. And no, I'm not a Christian, and I don't go to church and have a pastor on a pulpit talking in front of me, telling me who I need to be. I know in my heart who I am, and what I like and what I don't like, and what's good and what's evil. And
exactly.
I guess with that, we'll go on with Art in Georgia. Are you there, my friend?
Hey, Art, how are you,
good
friend?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Oh, what a morning. Yeah, Alan, I wanted to call you last week and talk with you because I know you weren't feeling good, but if you're not answering your phone, that kind of explains a lot, right?
Yes, my friend. I'm getting more antisocial as I go. And actually not answering my phone, even the few phone calls that I do have, because there's some phone calls that I don't want to get, which is why I'm not answering my phone. I don't even want to hear a voice. But, go on with whatever you had there, Art.
I totally get that becoming, you know, antisocial. I've got to a point where I might leave the house maybe 3 or 4 times in the run of a month. You know, I just have no interest in dealing with people these days with all the crap going on. But two things that you mentioned. First one was these ships floating downstream. You know, interesting, when that first one happened in Baltimore, I said, you know, and I had called in and had explained how it's impossible for these ships to lose control due to a power outage. And I said that this was just a precursor, that there was more coming. And I've told everybody right from the very beginning that there would be more coming, and look what's happened. And just recently, on Friday, just before midnight, Friday night, 26 barges broke. Suddenly
26?
Just broke loose and floated down the Ohio River, running into a bridge that it was closed. Don't know why it was closed, but it was closed, and destroying a marina. So,
hey, Art,
just expect more of this to come.
Art, did you watch the movie Leave the Earth Behind by Obama and Obama? Have you seen that movie?
No, because I wasn't gonna. That was on Netflix, and I don't have Netflix.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't see it either. But the very first opening scene, guess what happens? One of these container ships runs aground on the beach. And then all of a sudden, the power goes out, and all these Teslas are blocking the road because, well, they need power, and they just got zapped. And so people can't get in or out. So they could actually use these Teslas to block, send them. I mean, this is just a weird world that we live in. But that's interesting that all of a sudden that movie came out. Here comes this boat. It's on the beach. And next thing you know, somebody's hitting a damn big bridge in Baltimore. And then Oklahoma had a bridge hit. And all these different bridges are being hit. What is behind that, Art? Anything? You got anything there?
I have no idea what's behind all that. But I do find it very interesting how, you know, you up until Baltimore, you basically never heard of anything like this happening, and now all of a sudden we're getting several a week. I mean, it is just crazy. And it's just the beginning. I mean, expect more of this to happen. I honestly believe they are preparing the people for something soon. I mean, you can't convince me otherwise.
Art, I remember the Suez Canal. It's like, you know, the captain said, you know, he was lighting his cigarette, and oops, I turned left, and I blocked the whole Suez Canal. You know, folks, I don't know if you've ever lived along or been on one of these big rivers and gone through, you know, one of the locks in the systems on these rivers that allows river traffic to go up and down, you know, the Mississippi, the Arkansas River, you know, various places. Art, what do you think would happen if some barges broke loose and destroyed one of the locks? You know, you want to talk about God. major shipping being shut down. You know, you destroy a lock.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you can just, you know, fix it in a weekend.
Right. And if they think that the shipping being shut down in Baltimore because of one ship destroying that bridge,
right.
if those locks ever went down, you want to talk about being screwed. That would be forever getting that mess cleaned up.
Let me throw something at you, Art. Okay, so let's think for a minute that, okay, yeah, you were like, wait, it's not over with. There's plenty of barges hitting places. I mean, Oklahoma got one, Maryland got one. But let's just think for a minute. Maybe these people are drunk all the time and they're hitting bridges.
I'm just throwing this
out there. No. Maybe they are, but now that one hit and it was a major story, everybody's filming this stuff. Maybe or maybe not. Maybe this is a real thing. I mean, so what is the message out of this, Art? Are you getting any kind of message other than, well, these guys are stupid? And you know, let's go with the one in Maryland. Let's go with the one in Maryland. Okay, so Mitch McConnell's wife has a sister. Guess who the sister was? The sister was the CEO of the boating company that hit the bridge. And she died 2 weeks earlier and drowned in her flipping Tesla. Somehow, 2 weeks before this happened, she drowned in her Tesla. Is that not significant at all?
It sounds suspect if nothing else, you know, but I guess my conspiratorial mind will not let me go in certain directions, because when I see things that we've never heard of before, suddenly they're happening left, right, and center, my conspiratorial mind takes over and I start looking very skeptically at things. And after Ruby Ridge, after Waco, after September 11th, after all of these different things, and knowing the history of false flags and staged events and how they prepare people for things and run tests on people to see how they react, to see if they can get away with things, the Boston Marathon bombing, perfect example of how the people will react to martial law. When I see this happening time and time and time and time again, I can't help but see suspicion in everything.
You want to talk about shutting down? What would happen if a major port, if something happened like what happened in Beirut, Lebanon? You know, you remember that? I was watching Turkish television, and Turkish television had films of Israeli jets off in the distance, and something coming from one of those jets, and then all of a sudden, whap, boom! It was ammonium nitrate stored that just blew up. Yeah, well, folks, you know, ammonium nitrate doesn't explode by itself. It needs like fuel oil and diesel, you know, to be used as an explosive. It has to have.
It needs a catalyst.
Right. It has to have a catalyst. It's a two-part explosive, and it is very low Brissance, which means it doesn't have a lot of explosive power unless it's highly confined, which is why they use it for blasting rock.
And so, so again, Art, let me throw this one at you. So during the time of the eclipse, we had the Devil's Comet was coming over at the same time. Whatever that is, never heard of it. All of a sudden it comes up Yeah, and then all of a sudden CERN is going to fire up on April 8th. What came of that? Yeah. What was the value to any of that hype right there? Was there anything? Did something happen?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to any of it. I didn't try to watch the eclipse. I just went on with my day like normal, and I didn't know anything about no Devil's Comet or CERN or any, because I don't pay attention to that stuff. I don't know enough to be able to comment on it. And anything that I'm ignorant of, I tend to just kind of like disregard. I tend to try to focus on things that I actually have, you know, can actually comment on, you know. So I don't know what ever happened with that. I have no idea. Didn't even know about it.
No, it's just interesting. It's just interesting that they played this up. They called the National Guard out in like 13 states and stuff. For what? I've been through an eclipse before. You know,
it's no big deal.
Why would they do that?
I did notice there were a lot of videos came out on YouTube. And yeah, Alan, I know I do the internet thing. I'm not a junkie like a lot of people are. I'm too busy during the day trying to take care of important stuff. My internet time basically is at night, except on the weekends when I listen to you guys and Dave Kopeck. And every once in a while I'll listen to Stephen Douglas Whitener with Thought Crying Live. But that's about my extent of weekend, because during the rest of the time, I'm too busy trying to work on things around here, you know, so I don't really have a whole lot of internet time. But I did notice on YouTube and other places on Facebook, there were all these people talking about this prophecy of the eclipse and all this terrible stuff was going to happen. And I'm like, and then this Sunny, whatever her name is, somebody sent me a link to this Sunny chick on The View trying to say that the earthquakes and the cicadas and the eclipse was all due to global warming. And I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly why I stay to myself, because I can't handle this kind of stupidity. This level of stupidity is just...
Here's some more stupidity for you,
God.
Art. Listen. Just before the...
You're going to hurt my brain.
Hang on. So just before the eclipse, there was a 4.8 earthquake in New York, or it was in New Jersey, and New York felt it.
I think it was Jersey, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was Jersey, and it was 4.8. Now, think about it. So now all of us conspiracy theorists, we go to online and whatnot, and we find out that, it's a 4.8 earthquake, and then the guy on the Fox News says, well, it's not over yet. We still have the eclipse coming up with the earthquakes. And what? You're going, what? And then you go, it's a 4.8 earthquake, and we're going to have an eclipse on 4.8. You know what I'm saying? And so that just got everybody going. It just got everybody going. It's just incredible how these guys are toying with this. Cat versus the mouse, Alan. Cat versus mouse.
Hey, Andy, that earthquake in New Jersey, that was just all the mafia dons getting together and stomping their foot at the same time.
Of course. Hey, Art, thanks for the call, man. Hope you're doing well, Chief.
We'll be back, folks. Hang on. With all that they had to give, made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.